The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. On the heels of the Connecticut school shootings, Mr. Obama appointed Joe Biden to head a commission to study how these types of killings might be limited by controlling who would own guns. To casual observers, this seems reasonable. To students of history, this is gravely dangerous. In 1938, the German dictator Adolf Hitler outlawed the possession of guns among the people under his rule. Once this happened, his full fury was unleashed on those populations who disagreed with his ideas of government. Why did he wait until the guns were removed to fully show how oppressive his government would be? Let him answer that in his own words. He stated at a dinner talk on April 11, 1942, quote, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall." In order for liberty to be maintained in a nation, the people must be able to maintain their weapons to protect themselves from their own government. The best natural power citizens have to ensure their liberties are not stolen by a rising dictator is, as our Constitution says, the right to keep and bear arms. Down through America's history, we fought to preserve that right. One of the things that allowed Hitler to so easily control conquered peoples was the fact that for several years in Europe before World War II, many nations had required their citizens to register their guns. Hitler used those lists to kill millions of his political enemies. When Franklin Roosevelt's administration asked Congress in 1941 for a law requiring gun registration, Congress flatly refused. Instead, legislation was introduced to protect the Second Amendment. Representative Edward Hall explained why. He said, quote, "Before the advent of Hitler or Stalin, who took power from the German and Russian people, measures were thrust upon the free legislatures of those countries to deprive the people of the possession and use of firearms, so that they could not resist the encroachments of such diabolical state police organizations as the Gestapo and others." Also in that debate, Representative John W. Patman added, quote, "The people have a right to keep arms. Therefore, if we should have some executive who attempts to set himself up as a dictator or king, the people can organize themselves together and, with the arms and ammunition they have, they can properly protect themselves." End quote. Most Americans used to understand what it took to establish and maintain liberty. Today, most of us don't. May God have mercy on us. God taught His people from the beginning that the citizens of a nation must be able to protect their liberty with their own weapons. This is why Nehemiah armed the citizens who were rebuilding Jerusalem's wall. He recorded, quote, "I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I rose up and said, be not afraid. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." Is this administration trying to enslave us with a dictator? You must decide that. But if your children's liberty is to be preserved so they can know God's purpose for them, you best be fighting to preserve your right to keep and bear arms. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.